Steve leafed through a few pages of the photocopies, but didn't even go halfway down the pages. He most probably knew what was in there already. He pushed the file back in Rick's general direction. Where did you get these? He looked from Danny to Rick. It really doesn't matter now, does it, Steve? There are several sets of copies safely stored away in a number of places, in addition to the originals. Danny and I just wanted to have insurance. These are for you, but they only encompass a portion of all the files we have. Steve looked at both of them with hatred emanating from his eyes. What do you want? This time it was more of a hiss than a growl. Danny answered this time. Here's the deal. We will hold off for 10 days before taking these files to the DA and to your partners. We figured you're going to need some time to get your affairs in order. And perhaps you and your daughter and son-in-law might need to take a trip overseas. I think you'll probably need to move some money out of the country, in addition to the money I assume you already have offshore. At the mention of his daughter and son-in-law, Steve actually winced. Danny continued, since these are such sensitive files, we'll need some remuneration for their safekeeping. We think $1 million ought to do. You can pay it to us tomorrow morning. Look, I don't know that I can come up with that kind of money by tomorrow morning, or at all. Don't play us for fools, Steve. You've got money stashed away, and I'm sure you have money in some offshore accounts. We were collecting $100,000 per adoption, and we've got boxes of files, but I'm sure there's more. Surely, there has to be a little cash left over for us. The sarcasm was dripping off her words. All three of them at the table knew it. How do I know that even if I can come up with this kind of money, that you won't double-cross me and go to the DA an hour after I give you the money? Frankly, Steve, you don't. But what you do know is if you don't come through, we will definitely go to the DA tomorrow and call your partners. This way, you have time to do what you need to do and keep most of your money. You can figure out somewhere to go where they don't have extradition. Maybe you can have one of the associates in the firm research that for you. Shut the fuck up, Danny. Now, Steve, we were partners until recently, and now we're going to be partners again for a day. You weren't exactly gracious to me when I was leaving. You kind of unceremoniously dumped Rick, and so he needs a little help from your personal resources, since you were unwilling to help him before when you had the firm's resources at your disposal. So this is what you're going to do. You're going to get the money together today. I'll call you tomorrow at 7:10 and tell you where to meet us. Bring it in a briefcase or two, and nothing larger than Benjamin's. And by the way, there are affidavits in several centrally located places stating that if anything should happen to either or both of us, you are the person who caused our demises. I'll also save you some trouble and tell you not to bother to have anyone break into our new office or either of our houses, because the files are certainly not there. Do I make myself clear? Steve knew he was defeated, but he was still sending death rays across the table to both of them. Both of you can go fuck yourselves. We'll see you tomorrow morning then? Steve nodded. He was not only ashen, but he was sweating. He lumbered to his feet and turned to walk out. He bumped into one of the waiters, who spilled a plate of sunny-side-up eggs on Steve. An appropriate metaphor for Steve in this situation. Before the waiter could react or say anything, Steve sped out of the diner. Danny looked at Rick. Well, that went well, don't you think? I really couldn't have eaten anything before, but now I'm starving. With that, she called the waiter over and ordered a ham and cheese egg white omelet, whole wheat toast and home fries, and a refill on her coffee.